वेलकम एवरीवन टू द रीडिंग टू हील फोरम बाय यूनिकॉर्न इनसाइट एंड वी हैव बुक ऑफ द मंथ. यू कैन सी मैसेजेस फ्रॉम द मास्टर्स बिहाइंड मी एंड योर इट इज टू. सो आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू कीप दिस माय दिस इज माय सिस्टर्स कॉपी बेसिकली. सो आई हैव केप्ट माय बुक बैक इन मुंबई. आई जस्ट समहाउ इट आई स्किप्ड कैरिंग इट एंड आई आल्सो न्यू आई हैड दिस बुक. सो but this is my sister's copy and we have Neelam Sharma, my friend and co-founder on this live. And we also have Naina. Naina, we are so excited to have you. And Naina has
Yes,
been, I think, one of the most
yes.
consistent people on this book club
Yes.
journey.
I am at
Thank you so much, Naina, for joining.
almost the end of the book. Like,
Fantastic.
probably just this
Thank you
much
so
remaining.
much. Thank you so much.
This little
And
bit end remaining.
Naina.
How to get this on the screen, huh?
And
Yeah.
Neelam, thank you for sharing those audios because it's so nice to hear them. We have it's a very interesting thing. We have three types of learners. There are people who read who are visual people. There are people who listen auditory, and kinesthetic are the ones who actually need a physical book. They need bookmarks, they need markers, they need to smell the book. And I'm sure on this readers forum there are all types of people. So Neelam's audios have been so good on the go. Sometimes I'm in the kitchen doing something and I listen to the audios. Sometimes I'm just out for a walk and I make sure that I listen. So that's been great. So thank you for your wonderful contribution. And I'm in fact Neelam, I would like you to lead this because I know you have done this book more. And of course, Naina, very happy to hear. And I think we all three we will speak today. But I just want to share one very interesting fact about this book. May I share that?
Of course, please go ahead.
Okay. So one of the most interesting facts about this book is among the very first books I have read in my whole life. Okay, so my journey as a book reader began in 2008, and not before that. And it's very funny, but that's how it has been. The first book which I ever read happily, choosing to read it, was The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And the second book which I chose to read on my own was Messages from the Masters. Okay. Now this book is which belongs to my sister here because it is her book, but my sister had bought another copy way back in 2008, which just looks like the blue colored book which you both have. And she had bought all the books from Dr. Brian Weiss in 2008, and 2008 was the year she also got married. She kept all those books back in my parents' home. And I was not a reader at all. I was one person who would never read. In fact, in my family, there was this big thing that my sister used to read a lot, and I would not read. And all the uncles and aunts would say, "अरे ये books नहीं पढ़ती है, बड़ी वाली तो कितनी books पढ़ती है, तो बिल्कुल पढ़ती नहीं है." And I was like, "I'm not interested in that." Although I was quite a studious child, I would say, but other than study books, I didn't read anything. I was never fond of it. Now, I was traveling from Mumbai to Singapore in 2008 November, and that was the time I just picked a book because I was going to travel all alone by myself. And I thought, chalo book pad leti hu, interesting lag raha hai, Messages from the Masters. I had no idea that this would be my favorite genre. So they say that everyone is a book reader, only you haven't found your genre if you don't read books. And I had absolutely no clue that this was the genre of books I had to read. I picked this book up and I almost did not sleep on the flight. I finished reading half of this book and it was so interesting. I came to Singapore and I finished rest of the book, and it had opened my mind to a lot of possibilities. I can't tell you. And now I read it now when I'm reading this book again after 15 years. This was 2008. We are in 2023 November again. And Neelam suggested this book in October when I was again going to fly to Singapore. And Neelam said, "Ashwini, let's do Messages from the Masters." And I was like, "Wow, I think that's a very empowering book, and let's do that." And again, we are here. So it's almost like life comes to a full circle. We are
Yeah.
on the book club. And again, I've picked up the copy which belongs to my sister because she forgot that she had those books back there in my parents' home. And all of those books automatically became my books, which were kept there. And I have the entire Brian Weiss series too. And trust me, I mean, I feel it's a very powerful book. And I thought I'll just introduce you, and I will leave over the next things to you, Neelam, and to you, Naina, because I think this is something which we can just talk more about. So thank you for suggesting this book, Neelam. Thank you for putting it out. And Naina, thank you for always participating. And over to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini, for sharing your wonderful experience. Actually, you know, the book journey starts with an interesting incident always. So how I came, even I read the, I had read this book in 2008 only. And so first I read Many Lives, Many Masters, and it was an interesting book. And prior to that, I was always reading, you know, novels, and I'm a good book reader. Like, I read everything. So if I get to read anything in Hindi, I will read in Hindi as well. So I have read all the books of Premchand, and you know, all the poem collection of Ramdhari Singh Dinkar. I'm a big fan of both of them, and even many other Hindi writers like Nirala, Suryakant Tripathi Nirala, and I have collection of Gulzar's book as well. I am a big fan of Sahil Ludhianvi. And suddenly...
I didn't know this. This is getting interesting. This is getting interesting. Because Gulzar and Sahil Ludhianvi is interesting. So, of course, yes. We'll keep that for some other day.
So I was in mall, and on a bookshop, I saw this book, Many Lives, Many Masters. I don't know why this book kept on, you know, attracting me. I just got it, I read it, and my husband said, all this is bullshit and nothing of this sort happens. So that means I have lived like 10,000 lives on this earth. Maybe I was your father in prior birth or something like that. That's why you don't listen to me, you don't behave like my wife. All those things that happen between husband and wife. So, but I still kept on reading all these books, and the second book was this. And this book changed my perspective a lot. And at that time, I was, you know, going through a tough phase in my life because I wanted to be mother and I was not able to conceive. There was a lot of negativity coming from all around, where people, you know, doctors even said that you won't be able to conceive maybe. But, you know, this book, it kept alive the hope in me that anything can happen. And it's free will, and it's our, you know, good intentions, and love is the core of everything. And, you know, when you become love, and when you ease out the hard feelings from yourself, you get lot of presents from the universe. And I would say that, you know, my son came as a present from the universe because I surrendered a lot. So I just, the book taught me to be in the flow and be happy always, whatever happens. And it's a journey, it never ends. So once we take physical form, then we get into spiritual form, then again we can come if we wish, if we have something left here, and then, you know, we can again become one with the God. So this book opened my mind to the thought of surrender and be in the flow. And once this happened, you know, things start flowing in your life. So this happened with me, and that's why this book is so close to my heart. And when Kamal passed away, at that point of time also, I read this book. And again, that this book healed me at that point of time, because, you know, the book told me that he is there and he will always be there. And he is a crucial part of my journey, the way I am crucial part of his journey. So, you know, it's just the physical thing that has ended, but, you know, he is always going to be there with me. So that thought consoled me a lot, that thought pacified me a lot and healed me eventually. So that's why this book is very close to me. And when we started to revamp the book club as as a club to heal people. So I just thought that this nothing can be better than this book, because I have healed through this book two times in my life of crisis times. So yeah, so this is my story of this book. Again, a very beautiful book. And this time, third time, I have read this book, and every page is a masterpiece. When I read every line, I feel very much connected, and I feel like, you know, getting a new perspective. So yes, this is a very beautiful book. That's why I recommend it. And Nana, thank you so much. When you bought this book, you just pinged me and said, okay, I have ordered my copy, and you know, this book is indeed very good. I'm on chapter 3 or second chapter you were on at that point of time, and you shared
already.
So I mean, it gives so much of, you know, happiness that, you know, somebody is reading the book and he or she is finding the book useful. So over to you, Nana, how you feel about this book?
I think that was a voice note, or that was a big note you had left, right, in the group. And that, I was like in two minds, you know, when this book was posted, because I had already bought three books. I am reading the 5 a.m. Club, I'm reading Ikigai, then there are two books kept here. Halfway.
The other one, the 5 a.m. Club, and the second one is?
Ikigai.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah. My daughter finished reading it. I'm not able to finish it. I keep, you know, pausing, coming back. And then I thought, bahut books ho gaye now, you know, let me not read this month's book, because I'm already reading two, and I have two in the backlog also. So, but then when I read your note, I was like, nahi, ye to karna hi padega. This is like so convincing. I have to buy this. And then those books are still lying around. This is like almost done. So it's very beautiful. I mean, the first feel I got on reading this book was a feeling of calmness. Like every time I read it, I feel relaxed and calm. You know, it's nothing like, you know, for me, there is nothing that I'm really seeking right now. Probably I'm not aware of it. Yeah, whatever I might be seeking, but this is definitely giving me a sense of calm. Wow. And then, you know, there was something else you posted on the group, I think, those podcasts, I guess. The Mata Wala podcast thing. The Beer Biceps ka.
You're talking about Unicorn University, the main group,
Yeah. On the main group, So that also started spiraling along with that. And then I got attracted to such podcasts on that channel, which have such similar content as this only, you know, about rebirth and about
the podcast is very good.
Masterpieces.
Yes. And you know, I love the way he puts the spiritual aspect of things into
place. Spiritual concept.
Yes. So, I mean, really, and it's been coming to me of late a lot, these kind of podcasts. And to be very honest, I had to listen to one of the, like, the Mata podcast was phenomenal. Sorry, we are deviating a bit, but can I talk about that? Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? Monica introduced me to the channel.
Oh, yes. I know. Because me and Monica, we talk a lot about that. I was just talking to her this evening, and I told her about something I heard, and you know, it's so amazing that the way they have put out the ancient scriptures of India, the ancient history of India. I don't call it mythology. I find the term, unfortunately, I find a term very anglicized, and I call it I won't call it mythology. I would say that the ancient sacred texts of what the land of Bharat has always had, it's been put up so beautifully, you know, and the way the concepts are put, and for people like us, and also for the youth, I would say, you know, for people who are in their teens or early 20s, for them to read this has been great. And coming back to what you said, Naina, yes, there are so many podcasts in which they talk about reincarnation and about how your
Sadhana as well.
Yes, absolutely. And
So I got drawn to very similar topics very strangely. Like,
Yes.
the content is supplementing what's written in the book.
And
Yes.
everything gets
So,
connected. Everything gets connected because I remember Neelam aur main baat kar rahe in the last week of October, and I was planning to come here, and I'm doing my packing excitement, and I'm talking to Neelam. And Neelam says, Ashwini, shall we do this book? And it just clicked. Okay. And my sister was also reading this book about a month ago. And she sent me a photo
Oh,
of she's gone to sleep. Otherwise, I would have, because we, even I was a little, it's 9, it's almost 10 o'clock here. And even I was like, I hope
wow.
I'm going to stay awake in this this thing, but the conversation is interesting. But my sister sent me the screenshots, the photos of a few pages. Because we were talking about something, then Neelam suggested. I mean, I didn't mention this to you, Neelam, but Didi suggested this too. And I told her that, I forgot my copy. I hope you have yours. So she's like, yeah, I have. It's next to my bedside. And I just took it from her. And this all content is coming together. So
It was all destined.
it was destined. And, it just joins the
Wow.
dots. Like you said, Naina, the podcast which we shared on Unicorn University, this, it's all coming together. So yeah, sorry, go ahead with it. I get very passionate sometimes about things. And
Nee, absolutely. That's why I'm so keen to, join this. I was like, ji, main
so
3 baje
much.
join kariyu, 7 baje, whatever time, earlier it was 6, I said. 6 o'clock I have to. So one very strange thing, happened this month. On my birthday, my dad wished me, and he obviously didn't know I'm reading this or whatever, And we met after that. I was carrying the book next week after Diwali. I was carrying the book, and when we met, but that time he didn't know. So he just told me, "Acha, happy birthday, this, that," and then he's telling me, "Thank you for choosing us as your parents in this life." I was like,
Wow.
"Wait, are you reading this book?"
Wow.
Papa ko kaise
Wow.
malum, So that was like, "Are, how
Everything
do
is
you, how are
connected,
you thinking the
everything
same thing
connected.
that?" Sorry, Neelam,
Wow.
sorry,
Everything is
okay.
connected, as Ashwini said.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, and then, things like, I have not gone into any of the exercises yet. That's at the end of the
Correct,
book, right?
correct, yeah.
Aise socho, calmly, when you just relax, so many deja vu moments come in to memory, like, the deja vus that have happened throughout life. There have Obviously, everybody has had those deja vu moments. So that I start remembering that, हाँ, ऐसा कभी फील हुआ था, वो काइंड ऑफ वो होता है ना, जो डेजा वो थिंग.
Yeah.
सो दैट हैज आई थिंक कम इन टू माई माइंड. बट वन एस्पेक्ट ऑफ इट इज लाइक, दैट पास्ट लाइफ रिग्रेशन इज स्टिल समथिंग दैट आई हैव अ लॉट ऑफ फियर ऑफ, स्ट्रेंजली. मे बी, towards the end of the book, that might go, or I might be drawn to something else.
Should I tell you my practical experiences about past life regression?
Yes, why
So,
not?
I had I was very cute. I was, as I said, in 2008, I was drawn to this book. And my journey began somewhere around 2012 when, I started awakening, whatever that means. I mean, now I look back and say it had all started way before that. But officially, I started exploring and reading content. And I met my teacher in 2013, and, the whole journey began. And I was always very curious about past life regression. I also have a oracle card deck of past life regression, where people actually specifically come for past life readings. And I also give them readings with the card deck, and of course, whatever, I mean, intuition. And we do something called as Akashic Records. And we also do past life regression as a part of Team Unicorn Insight. There is a colleague of mine who does that. I don't do it myself, but I do something which is called as Akashic Records reading, and I give oracle cards and all. So, past life regression has always been a very interesting and a very we always have been curious about it, right? So I remember I asked my Reiki teacher in 2013 that is it possible to actually see past lives? And she said yes. And you know, the same fear which you have, men. I'm a little bit still apprehensive about it. And I told her that I'm not fearful about it, but there is some kind of anxiety which I get about it. So she's like, don't worry, because you know, you have to do it when you're fully guided. Because I was also learning hypnosis with her at that time. Like, I started learning hypnosis and hypnotherapy. And hypnotherapy is the route through which we go for past life regression. Like, Dr. Weiss talks about it in detail, of course. So she always told me that you have to do it under the guidance of someone, and you will never, you know, lose your mind, or you will, like, nothing wrong will happen, because it's a very safe way and the person guides you in. Okay, and I was still curious. So when I learned Reiki level 2, okay, we had an exercise how we could access our past lives with Reiki. And I was so curious to do that. And I started doing that, and several attempts, and I started meditating on a problem and working on it. And certain things were revealed to me. At that moment, when the things were revealed, I did not realize it was a past life. For me, it was more like a vision. And then I spoke to my teacher, I connected to her, and she told me it was a past life. Now, what happens after that usually is a pattern breaks, okay, which is what I experienced, that I started breaking some patterns. So, long story short, since you said that, you know, that's one thing which you are like still not, and of course, you know, we all have a calling, and when, if and when you want to explore that thing in life, it will come to you. So, you know, I always say, let everything take its time. But I have connected to the person, Bansuri, the person in our team who actually does past life regression therapy, and she does it beautifully. Neelam, I don't know if you have tried with Bansuri, the past life regression.
No, I haven't tried with
You
her.
haven't, right? But I've tried a couple of times, and I tried for a few things, including the issues I had with my throat chakra. I couldn't speak up, and I couldn't, you know, be open and blunt about things. And I also had some issues going on with my voice and all of that. And I got a lot of breakthroughs in that, and it really helped me heal. So one thing I've realized is, so it's past life regression is a beautiful, one of the most beautiful and one of the most healing things you can do, but make sure you do it with a teacher or a therapist who is very gentle on you. And again, not because she's a part of Team Unicorn, but when I connected to Mansuri and when we started speaking, you know, I could connect to her energy, and it was very good. I've tried past life regression with many more teachers, and I think I've gone for paid past life regression sessions too. Some were good, some were okay, some were average. And what is the worst that can happen? Nothing will happen, which means you will stay where you are in life, but you don't go south, or you don't go, nothing happens bad. Like, you know, there is no bad thing which happens after it. But if you are a sensitive person, make sure that, you know, you take care of yourself and practice a lot of special care during that. Also, remember, observe. Dr. Weiss talks about it. Observe as a third person, you know, if you are feeling afraid, or he always talks about it.
Apprehensive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
right.
it's a beautiful thing. So Naina, if you have any fear, just let that go. I'm not pushing you into
Yeah.
going for it, but you know, whenever the time will come,
Yeah.
you will know it is.
Obviously. Yeah. Totally agree on that thing. You know, when the time is right, that time I'll get pulled into that.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, a couple of more. One is I have a question, but before I come to that, I'll just share one more thing. Like, suddenly, I think 2023 onwards, I used to always read fiction. You know, those murder mysteries or romance novels or whatever, but not always. I would say probably after CA. Like, till then, we hardly have any time from the CA books.
Same
So,
here.
after that,
We have one more chartered accountant. Both of you are, and I think if my sister,
I remember when we read Gabby's book, I remember Neelam is also a
yeah,
CA.
and I right now I, in my house I have two chartered accountants. So my sister has
Yes.
gone to sleep. Otherwise, I would have told her just join. So this would be a chartered accountant's call then.
Yeah, Yeah. So I used to only read fiction, like till probably last year. And whenever I used to attempt reading any kind of, book like this, something on self-development or spiritual or whatever, I never could complete it. And suddenly this year, all that I've been, not all, but I've read a few mysteries in between, but most of what I've been able to read, all of a sudden, there's this shift, this year, is these kind of books, lot of these kind of books. So there was Gabby's, plus I mentioned, the whole string that I've purchased this year. And there's been this, I don't know what kind of shift, if we probably read into my astrology or some kind of thing, we might be able to find out why, but
Absolutely.
there's no
Yeah.
need to find out why. It's a good shift.
And
I've
there is
also
also one
changed
more
my
reason.
house.
The earth is changing our vibrations now, and we are, as a
Yes.
collective, we all are ascending. So,
Absolutely.
yes. So by 2032, Dinah Cooper, one of the very great spiritual teachers, she's written an entire book on that, The Golden Future, in which she says that by 2032, we all will have moved to that frequency. So, it's not surprising that nowadays we see every third reel, I see someone blowing cinnamon, so someone putting a Reiki symbol, someone pulling an angel card. And when I started in 2012, there was nothing. There were no teachers in India.
Yeah.
Like, I found my teacher and I was like, oh my God, thank God we have teachers in India. Otherwise, कहीं बाहर जाके पढ़ना पड़ता था, एंजल थेरेपी एंड लाइक
Right, right,
इवन
right.
रेकी एंड ऑल. सो
Yeah, and just like you, I have probably two, three more close friends who are into healing, friends,
एग्जैक्टली,
relatives. It's becoming, very common, but that was
बिकॉज
like
दैट्स द
a
फ्यूचर
wonderful shift.
एंड दैट्स द
Yeah,
फ्यूचर
and
ऑफ
along
आवर
with,
यूनिक वर्ल्ड.
yeah. And the other thing I have, as a question is, how do I understand whether a problem is rooted in my current life behavior or my past life problem? वो कैसे समझेगा कि चलो आई हैव एन इश्यू विद प्रॉब्ली स्पीकिंग अप और कॉन्स्टेंटली गेटिंग इन टू से वट एवर दैट स्पीकिंग अप इश्यू इज ऑलवेज देयर विद द थायराइड थिंग द रूट इज दैट यू डोंट स्पीक अप
करेक्ट
सो
करेक्ट.
इज दैट अ करंट लाइफ इश्यू और अ पास्ट लाइफ कैरी फॉरवर्ड हाउ डू आई इवन फिगर दैट आउट एवर
ओके.
दैट्स जस्ट अ सिंपल एग्जाम्पल
Can I share my personal experience with this? Yeah. So we always, when we work with individuals in our coaching or any kind of sessions, we say that there are two things. Okay. So first we work through. So everything is subconscious. Okay. And whether it is a past life thing or whether it is a current life thing, it is subconscious. Also, why things are happening in current life also might have a past life impact. Okay, so if you are likely to have this problem in this life, there could be a childhood issue, but there could also be something which is rooted in past life. That is why it is coming back to you. Okay,
Right.
and I always see that when people come first, we work with the inner child, and because there are patterns. Typically, there are patterns, and you come to know when you're talking to the client in the first 15, 20 minutes, you will come to know that, okay, this is the pattern which the person has been going through. We work through the childhood and everything. And sometimes, I will say that most of the times, even the childhood problem is connected to the past life. So if you ask me, is it this life or is it past life? I will say it is both. Now, the catch is whether the resolution happens from an inner child healing work or the resolution happens from the past life is totally depending on you. But whenever you break it at one level, sometimes we break it at the inner child. And when we work with clients, we always say across time, space, dimension, across lifetimes, past, present, future. So what you're doing is you're not just negating it in if something happened in childhood. Say you were in school and you were speaking up and a teacher just shouted at you in front of the whole class. And as a child, you were terrified. And somewhere subconsciously, you made a decision that it is not safe to speak with in front of people. Okay, you may not even remember him, remember this, but you make that subconscious decision as a child. And because of that, as a child, you didn't speak up and you took it ahead in life, and that became your nature. Okay, we also call it nature. That became a part of your belief system. So if we realize this, and you know, sometimes in the inner child healing session, a client comes up with this thing, and we say that, oh, they come up with a memory, it happened in childhood somewhere. And we say that now we choose to break this pattern across time, space, dimension, across lifetimes. Very likely that you are also breaking the root cause of it, which is in the previous life. Okay, now even when we do Reiki for situations, for people who are going through situations, and as I said, you know, in Reiki level 2, we learn about how to give Reiki to your past life issues too. And it's really interesting, and it really works, because again, you know, all energy modalities, they go beyond time space. They go beyond lifetime. So we say that may this be healed at a root cause. And sometimes just with the healing, with, you know, just the energy work. Why does it work? And why do we say that even issues which are complicated, why do they work with Reiki? Because sometimes something might have happened in the previous lifetime, which you have dissolved from the root cause. Okay. So if your question is, maybe is it this birth, or maybe it is last birth, or maybe it is both, because if it's a pattern, it will happen. If it's troubling you, it's a pattern. If it's a pattern, it's happening since childhood. Why did it happen in childhood? Probably in some of the lifetimes it happened. And many times these are also lessons we undertake. Right? Like Dr. Weiss talks about it. There are lessons we undertake in order to grow. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah. That's like a wonderful thing. Like that's very heartening to know. Okay, chalo, say my kid is throwing tantrums.
Yeah.
Probably I need to go through that to, you know, get something better in me.
Absolutely. So
that's like a very, very simplistic thing.
Absolutely. But
that was like a big, you know, revealer there in the book. That whatever you, so you're choosing your whole journey of this life.
Yes. Yes.
That's you choose your parents,
you choose your partner, you choose everything in your life.
You
and
do.
When you accept that, everything becomes easier. You accept people in your life. Otherwise, you know, we always think,
yeah,
why this person is there in my life? What the hell I have done with this person? When you know
exactly.
that, you know, you've chosen that person is part of your life, your journey, and whenever that karma will be over, the person will be gone out from your life.
Yeah.
So that's one of the most heartening and calming thing, as you mentioned, Naina. Thank you.
And thank you for adding that.
That actually correlates a lot with our Indian astrology. Like this book is from a foreign author, but everything in our Indian, you know, spirituality or our thing is like so connected here.
We were the birthplace of everything, basically. And a lot of these teachers have studied in India. But unfortunately, a lot of our literature was lost when we had foreign invasions. And a lot of, because we didn't have enough information to support, people started calling it superstitions.
Yes.
But imagine half the books were burnt. Nalanda was burnt so many times. Takshashila was burnt. It was a reservoir of knowledge, of wisdom. And also most of the knowledge was passed from word of mouth. Like, I think in the Beer Biceps podcast too, I don't remember which, because I heard, I think, 5 podcasts this week. And I was, I don't remember, because there was a point of time I was feeling it was too much and I decided to take a break. So they said that most of information was given by word of mouth.
Yeah. I think one of those, I also heard that one. I've also been hearing back to back.
I know.
So that probably that guy was asking that, is this the right medium of transfer of knowledge?
Yes.
You know, he said, yes, why not? Because this is how the ancient knowledge was always transferred.
Absolutely. Yes. And I think even the discussion we are having right now is full of wisdom, I'm sure, because, you know, sometimes I think this concept of satsang, you know, for the longest time, I did not really realize satsang, because I would believe that satsang is something which both dadi nani go for some kind of bhajan and some kind of function. But what's the root cause, root word, root of the word satsang? Sat is anything which is good, and sang is sangat, means companionship. Now satsang, even Yoga Vashishta talks about satsang, that is when you are with people who have wisdom, who are on the same frequency, who have wisdom to share, the conversations are very different and the conversations are healing, you know. And Kaizen, one of our core team members, suggested that, Ashwini, all the talks which we have on, even in our group discussions, why can't we put it out and share with the people? Because you never know who watches that and who heals just through that, you know. And I think even this talk which we are having right now is like, we have not actually read pages of the books, but there is so much which we three have shared over the last, what, 45 minutes. I think it's just phenomenal. And I think there is so much which we can, you know, we can even look back at these videos and feel that, wow, you know, we really had a good discussion. So I think satsang is important because, like I said, Neelam suggested this book and you said, okay, I would like to buy this book. And, you know, we want this community to grow.
That, so it's a network kind of a thing.
It's a network, yeah.
It's growing.
And we really feel that the more people we reach, you know, more wisdom we can share. Now, you speak about something which I always say that even when I'm taking a class, I remember I was once taking a Reiki class and a very senior person had come for the class. He was around 55, 56 years of age. And he found information about me from, I think, one of the talks which I had on Health Forum. And he had come to learn from me. But I ended up learning more from him. Because he kept sharing so many things about Ayurveda, about yoga. And I was stunned. I was like, sir, you know so much. He was like, but maine mujhe Reiki nahi sikhne ko mila. Aapse maine Reiki sikhi hai. So it's definitely, you know, it's really. But this is what I'm saying. You know, that's the importance of satsang. And I think that's the reason we should have more of these and we should have more people joining in who can share, like today with Naina's perspective, because Neelam, you and I, we keep talking about it, we keep sharing, but you know, it's nice to have Naina, your energy and presence today, because
yes,
it just changes the whole. Yes, thank you
and
so
Naina,
much.
Coming to you only because I wanted to know what is your favorite chapter or what is your favorite page on the book. Would you like to read it?
Yes.
No, honestly, the whole book is so amazing. Like every page I read gets better and better.
Uh-huh.
But the first two or three chapters, like, were the best, I would say. You know, when he explains one of those, or rather, you know, every example of past life regression that he shared. I like the ones with the mediums also, where he explains the mediums and psychics. That's something that stayed with me because he says everybody has that power.
Yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. And
everybody
I
can be that.
That is, I think, chapter 11, he's spoken about teachers and psychics.
Yeah, teachers is like, you know, that nice part where he says, I have the book, but
he says
I'm
in
just
one
telling
of the
from memory.
You have to become Sai Baba. You don't have to follow him. Become Sai Baba.
Yes.
So
you
that
don't
was
need
very
a guru
strong.
Necessarily.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to search outside. You can just search within
Absolutely.
You. Like, that's a takeaway, I would say. But yeah.
Just
those two,
beautiful.
Three
And
aspects are nice.
I think this book was very much ahead of its time, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because he speaks about healers in chapter 10, and I was blown away because I don't remember reading anything about healers in 2008 or about teachers. I remember reading everything,
yeah,
but I don't remember these two things.
Published in 1990s, I think.
Exactly,
was
so it was way ahead of its time, right?
Yes.
And when I was reading this book, I never thought I will become a healer. I ever thought. I mean, I was not even planning to become a healer or do anything. Nor I knew that this was something, even an option available for someone to do for a living. But I think he's explained that very well about all the concepts of healing. He's spoken about teachers. He's spoken about psychics and mediums. And then he's also speaking about the extraordinary messages. So I think that is my that part is quite my favorite in that book. So Naina, you could just, if you want to read anything out, or Neelam, you want to read anything out, we could do that.
Yeah, I think one more part that stands out, or rather, you know, the fact that he himself is a doctor,
Yep.
MD,
Yes.
that is something that makes it all the more convincing, I would say. You
Absolutely.
know, going through that skepticism and then overcoming that and then becoming an advocate. That's, I think, the best part of this.
Yes.
And you know what Neelam also mentioned, that the purpose of your life is love. That is like, you know, very calming thing.
Yes. Beautiful.
And Nana, I would like to mention that, you know, your energies are also very calming and loving. I mean,
Yes.
you display those energies
लगता
while you speak.
है दैट्स ओनली द डिस्प्ले.
No, but you know, Nena, I think this is your core nature.
Yes.
Now, there are two
You
things
always
about
tell me that.
you. Yes. So,
Yeah.
you know, this is your core nature. Now, sometimes we are reactive. Okay. And why do we react? Because of situations. But that may not be your core nature. Sometimes when life throws different situations at us, like people ask me, Ashwini, do you ever get angry? या तुम कभी गुस्सा नहीं करती हो? मैंने बोला मुझे आता है गुस्सा, मैं गुस्सा करती हूँ, मेरे आसपास के लोग डर जाते हैं, बिकॉज बट दैट्स नॉट माई कोर नेचर. बट समटाइम्स वेन लाइफ थ्रोज थिंग्स एट यू, यू विल रिएक्ट. वी ऑल आर ह्यूमंस, वी विल रिएक्ट. सो नैना, आई लाइक एज फार एज आई नो नैना, लाइक सो नीलम, मी एंड नैना आर एक्चुअली कॉलेज फ्रेंड्स. बट
Oh, right.
या सो वी आर कॉलेज फ्रेंड्स, वी स्टडीड इन द सेम कॉलेज, इन द सेम क्लास, बट वी अगेन मेट एट मॉर्गन स्टैनली फ्रॉम 2008 टू 10, एंड सिंस देन वी बीन, you know, we again reconnected, our friendship deepened, and rest is history. I think she's here, and so it's so I think, Naina, that's your core nature, that is what you truly are. And well said, Neelam, and well put out that she has that calm presence.
That's good. I'll keep connecting to that.
Yes.
You had shared on the group, I think, in a voice note or something, that you know, we shouldn't what let me try to get that accepting violence from anybody can never be a part of our karma. That is that
Yes.
person's choice or that. So that is like such a revelation. Like, you know, people always say ki haan, ye to mere karm mein hai, you know, bhogna, all
Just
that
accept things like
crap.
that.
Haan, accepting all the nonsense and emotional abuse, physical abuse, so chalo, that is obvious, you know. But emotional abuse that people accept or being used by their family members or whatever, you know, that what people accept is not their karma. So that was something that hit me hard in terms of, you know,
We
seeing
talk about
people saying
regression.
that.
Yes. So when Ashwini was talking about the experience of regression and you know, going on these therapies, so I had one of those. I didn't mention at that point of time, but I had a bad experience. So one of the person, I won't name the person, she told me that because you know you lost your husband because it was in your karma. And you know, you have been really bad in your past life, and now you have to bear that pain because you know this is something you have done really bad in your past. And I was so anxious, I was restless, I couldn't sleep for days, and I felt like, you know, she just victimized me, and I felt like a victim. And you know, ऐसा नहीं लगता कि अब तो कुछ भी. मैंने ये भी पूछा कि what can I do to, you know, change that reality? If that is a reality, then what can I do that to remove that from my life? But she said, अब तो इसमें कुछ नहीं हो सकता. You have to bear like that. You have to live like that. And I was so devastated after that. And I immediately, so 2 3 days I was in a lot of pain. Then, you know, my dear friend Ashwini is there. So I connected with her. There is one more member in the group. Her name is Namrata. I connected with her as well. You know, both of them calmed me down. Ashwini did a Akashic session with me, and then she did the kind of reading which, you know, which I related so much, and she connected with Kamal on that session. I don't know how she got the energies of Kamal, because she's so pure. So she Kamal connected with her. He specifically told her that, tell Neelam not to bother whatever she had listened to, and it's not true. Whatever she has listened to is not true, and I'm always there. And that's how I came out of that devastation, devastating thing. Otherwise, I would have been like, ये क्या हो गया मेरे साथ? आई वॉज सो मच इन पेन. सो ये होता है, और वो मुझे एक्सेप्ट करवा रही थी उस चीज को. शी वॉज सेइंग कि बिकॉज इट इज योर कर्मा, दैट्स वाई इट इज हैपनिंग टू यू, एंड ऑल द फिजिकल, ऑल द पेन दैट आई एम गोइंग थ्रू बिकॉज ही इज नो मोर. सो वो तो मेरे को मेरा फल है, मैंने कुछ बहुत गलत किया है उसका, एंड आई हैव नॉट बीन गुड टू पीपल, एंड लॉट ऑफ
नीलम,
स्टफ.
यू नो
सो
नीलम,
बैड, मतलब
नैना,
पीपल
टू
प्ले
ऐड
ऑन
दैट,
फियर्स.
दे पुट फियर्स, एंड यू नो आई एम सो ग्रेटफुल फॉर द काइंड ऑफ टीचर्स आई हैव हैड, हु हैव ऑलवेज टोल्ड मी दैट कभी लाइफ में ऐसी सिचुएशन नहीं होती जिसमें आप कुछ नहीं कर पाए. लाइक नीलम राइटली आस्क्ड हर, लाइक विच इज द फिलोसफी विच वी यूज एट यूनिकॉर्न इनसाइट, इवन इफ देर इज समथिंग गोइंग टेरिबल, वी आस्क ओके हाउ कैन वी चेंज दिस. ओके, एंड दिस इज like really grateful to my teachers, because they taught me that whenever a client is sitting in front of you, you have to always show them possibilities, because a client comes in when they are in very dark place, and you can't say that ki haan ye tumhari saza hai bhukto. You know, you will actually, people collapse when they hear things like that, right? But the truth is, there is nothing like, matlab, yes, I'm not saying that karma and lessons are not real, but there is always a way to work through it, and there is always a possibility of getting beyond that. And rather than, I will say, you know, like whenever a person passes, like Kamal was too young when he passed, but you know, whenever it's with like my father, whenever I've connected with him, I've realized one time, one thing, that it's their time to go, and we all come with two-way tickets, and we leave when it's our time to go, no matter what. Okay, and someone's when someone dies, we always look at it as something is very bad, कुछ बहुत बुरा हुआ है. But the truth is that person is continuing their journey in the spirit form. I mean, this is what the base of this book is. And also, in fact, I have seen, like, and this is also a quote in Harry Potter: "Do not pity the dead, pity the ones who are living, and those too who are living without love." And I never understood the meaning of that quote, like, until I lost my father, and I realized that it's very true, because you know, I know he is at a very peaceful place right now, and I know there are people who are living on earth who may not be having a very good quality life, but we often feel that death is the end of it, which is not the case, right? And not many spiritual readers, not many tarot readers, not many healers are equipped with the fact,
Astrologers.
astrologers are equipped with the fact that they can, you know, you can change something. Like, your question was very simple. Okay, all right, if this is what I'm facing, how can I change? And in access consciousness, we always say, how can we change? And we can change things, right? Of course, we can't bring back the person who is past, because it was their journey, but we could make choices where we could choose to live in a more empowered way. And you know, reading the books of Dr. Brian Weiss, I know the people who pass, they're just a thought away. They're just a thought away, and they always become our divine spiritual team. They operate from that space. And death is only the end of a physical body. The physical body perishes, but the soul will choose to live. And the soul will choose to learn lessons. Whether you are living in the body, whether you are not living in the body, you will choose to learn lessons. And I think that's my takeaway from the book. I'm still to read a little end part of it is thoda pending, which I want to finish by this week.
Even the
But
meditation part is pending from my end as
yeah,
well.
yes,
I have to do all those
yeah.
exercises,
You know,
but
one thing that you
this would
mentioned, Neelam, when you intuitively feel it is not correct, that means it is not correct. So that thing is also there in the book somewhere. You know,
yes.
it's you have
You
to
should
trust
trust
your
yourself.
intuition.
Yes,
So
yes,
that
yes.
is one thing that is there. And around karma, what you mentioned, Shwani, every book, everywhere you listen, they always say you till now what you have done, theek hai, that is your, you will reap that, but you can even minimize the impact of that. There are so many recently, as you said, in a string of podcasts that I heard
Yes.
from different
Yeah.
schools of thought, everybody is saying the same thing, that now you can even minimize the impact of your past karma
Absolutely.
if you attain some certain level of knowledge or through meditation or whatever. So
Absolutely, absolutely.
ऐसा नहीं है कि भुगतना ही भुगतना है, दैट्स
बिल्कुल.
ए कंप्लीट अगेंस्ट ऑल द
एंड
स्पिरिचुअल लीडर्स आउट देयर, डिफरेंट स्कूल्स ऑफ थॉट.
यू स्पोक अबाउट व्हाट योर इंट्यूशन सेज इज राइट. वी हैव एन एक्सेस कॉन्शियसनेस टूल विच इज हेवी वर्सेस लाइट, एंड विच सेज दैट समथिंग विच मेक्स यू फील हैवी, विच मेक्स यू फील restricted, disempowered, it's a lie. Anything which disempowers you is a lie. Even if the best astrologer tells you that this year is bad for you, but you, if you feel that's very heavy, it's a lie. So don't buy those lies. Okay? No matter who tells you what, don't buy the lies. Because when we buy the lies, we end up, when we make them significant, then we buy those lies and then we make it a
Exactly.
reality. But you have that inner compass within you. You know, if it's feeling heavy, just to know that it's a lie and don't believe. Don't give energy to that. You know, so trust that and trust yourself and your intuition, because you are the biggest creator of your life, and nothing else can be better than you, because it is you who is creating it.
Yes. And when we talk about intuition, I
Yeah.
think our next book, next month's book is also on the same subject, and it is also it's
Yay.
written by Sonia Shokit,
Okay.
and she is part of Mind Valley group, and I have seen a lot of podcasts between her and Vishen, and I just love her, and this is her book.
Yes.
And because we have come to this topic, so I would like to mention that the next month's book we are going to have is Trust Your Vibes.
Just your vibes. And what a beautiful end we are doing to this audio, this video, where we speak about Dr. Weiss's book, Messages from the Masters, and Naina speaks about trust your intuition, and smoothly, as if we have planned this, you know, Neelam announces book of the month. So we are very excited. And Neelam, I had read the PDF version of the book many years ago, but I've lost that. So I think I'm going to now buy that book again, because I want to read it now.
I have ordered my copy.
You
It
ordered
hasn't
yours too.
reached to me yet.
Superb.
Great, great.
Yes.
Looking forward.
Yes, so we are looking forward, and we look forward to have you on the next reading too. And feel free to share Naina on the group. It's an open group. I think we have made it open.
It's not open
नहीं, इट्स
group.
अ
It's
क्लोज्ड
not
वन.
okay. Maybe
People
I'll
would have
open
shared more. Yeah. I've been
it.
reading it every day. I would have shared.
No, but you can share. But sometimes, you know, what happens is I shut it, I think, because it was Diwali time. Because every
Yeah.
group then sends Happy Diwali, and then you
हाँ
lose the
हाँ
whole essence of it. Or, you know, sometimes people even send random good morning messages, and it just defeats the purpose of the group. So maybe otherwise, Naina,
Yeah.
if you want to share, we can also make you the admin then. You know, because
Yeah.
we know that relevant shares will happen, because sometimes there are so many people on the group whom we are not aware of, and people don't do it intentionally, but you know, sometimes that good morning, happy Diwali, and sometimes even people want to send good messages, but they are not relevant to the content of that group,
Relevant, yeah.
right? So,
Right,
but
right,
Naina, I
right.
think I'll make you an admin so that even you could share your thoughts on it,
Sure.
and thank
Great.
you for being part of this group. Thank you, Neelam, for your contribution this month. I was not able to contribute much. But you know, I know, because like I always say that we co-created this, but I'm sure Neelam, the way she is sharing, it's just wonderful, and I'm really grateful to have you. And
I'm grateful to have you in my life so many times. You have just caught my hand and got me out of those
I think
difficult
that's what
times.
we are for each other, right? I think we all are soul family, and that's what we are for each other. And lots of love, and lots of love to you too, Naina. And looking forward to see you next month with the book. We will be sharing the book on everywhere. We'll be flashing it. So I think I'm more doing
Sure.
social media work, and Neelam is doing the content work. We are doing that. So I think I will make sure that, because मेरे में एक बार वो भूत आ जाता सोशल मीडिया पे सब फ्लैश करने का. आई विल बी फ्लैशिंग द बुक ऑफ द मंथ. एंड डिसम्बर इट्स क्रिसमस टाइम एंड इट्स ऑलमोस्ट द एंड ऑफ द ईयर नाउ. सो लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू दैट. एंड होपफुली वंस आई एम इन बॉम्बे वी कैन हैव एन इन पर्सन मीट समटाइम जैन और फेब्रुवरी. सो वी
अरे
कुड मेक प्लान दैट.
डेफिनेटली, आई वाज जस्ट अबाउट टू से दैट.
यस. सो आई एम इवन टॉकिंग टू अ फ्यू बुक स्टोर्स टू इफ दे कैन होस्ट अस. सो जस्ट गिव मी सम टाइम टू
Awesome.
फिगर दैट आउट एंड वी कुड मे बी डू समथिंग ऑफ दैट सॉर्ट.
Very good.
Wonderful.
थैंक यू. एंड मे बी समटाइम वी
Neelam
कैन
to
ट्रेवल टू
fly
दिल्ली.
down for that.
यस. एंड वी कैन मे बी समटाइम जस्ट फ्लाई डाउन टू दिल्ली एंड वी कैन डू अ दिल्ली के कोई अच्छे से बुक बुक शॉप में. वी कैन नीलम कैन प्रोबेबली गो
We have a
सी.
reader cafe right next to my place and it's amazing.
Oh,
Oh wow.
wow.
Wow. Let's do
Wonderful.
that. And thank you very much. In unless you both want to share something and conclude. Do we conclude this call? We are done.
We should conclude now. I just wanted to thank you and thank you, Nana, as well, because both of you have made this call really, really insightful, wonderful, and it touched my heart. Nana, love you. Thank you.
Lots of
Thank you
love.
so much.
Thank you. See you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, girls.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, Shuni. Good night.
Good night. Bye.